Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Elon Musk's government efficiency outfit is requesting access to an IRS data system that stores personal tax info on millions of Americans, an administration official confirming it to ABC News. Energy Department officials are unable to get in touch with some critical nuclear workers who were fired by Musk's efficiency office in a frantic attempt to rehire them. That according to an internal email obtained by ABC News. Thousands are without power and at least 10 are dead from violent storms with wind and flooding across the South. A tree hit this woman's house in Atlanta, killing her husband.
I put my arms around him and I said, come on, sweetheart, it's time for us to go. It's time for us to go. And before I said the last go, the house fell down on top of both of us.
Shakira canceled last night's concert in Lima, Peru, and posts on X that she had to go to the emergency room with an abdominal issue, expected to be released tomorrow. This is ABC News. Update on the case of five people arrested for the torture and murder of a transgender man in Yates County, New York. ABC's Ike Jachi.
This is just another tragedy affecting this very vulnerable community. And the family of Sam Nordquist, they're understandably heartbroken. As a matter of fact, his sister spoke to us over the phone and she told us, quote, I don't understand why someone would do that to another person. Sam was amazing and would give the shirt off his back to anyone.
A hero praised in what police call a terrorist attack in Austria. ABC's Lama Hassan.
Officials say a 23-year-old Syrian man using a folding knife began stabbing people indiscriminately, killing a 14-year-old boy and wounding five others. Three of them are in intensive care. Many praising a food delivery driver, also Syrian, for stopping the attack by ramming his car into him, allowing police to make an arrest.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Governor Tony Evers is set to share his budget address to the state on Tuesday, February 18th at 7 p.m. You can count on the Civic Media team to have it covered for you here, live.
And when the polls close, you'll also hear your primary election results from the races important to you and your family.
Live coverage of the elections in your area and the budget address Tuesday, February 18th at 7 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new WISCO 411. And the diverse and resilient Appleton Room to Be Safe is hosting a monthly drop-in night for LGBTQ plus adults, which will have social connection, fun, and resource sharing, and best of all, support. These meetings are available once a month from now through April. They are completely free and unstructured, so you can come when you want and leave when you want. If you're interested, go to wiss.fm and click events to learn more.
Eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All I need is 30 minutes, 5 days a week is better than 40 hours of losing your soul, then why don't you show me, cause I wanna know, and why don't you hold me, feels like it's ready to blow, and I wanna know. Don't you fear no what lies ahead. Look for those good words inside your head. Look for those good words inside your head. I've been traveling for far too long. The body can't keep up with the mind and soul in time. And time again, I fall back down. And where to begin? Well, the bright of the light, of the dark of the shadow. Get to heaven, gonna walk through hell. And the bright of the light, of the dark of the shadow. Get to heaven, gonna walk through. Get to heaven, gonna walk through. And get to heaven, gonna walk through hell, yeah. Cause it cannot last. For a flower can grow in soil that's dense. So uproot yourself and make peace in your head. For the bright of the light, of the dark of the shadow. Get to heaven, gonna walk through hell. In the bright of the light, of the dark of the shadow. Get to heaven, gonna walk through. Get to heaven, gonna walk through hell, yeah.
through.
We just double dip Mr. Jeffrey James. He's live at Cargo Coffee with Ethrie Fields on the 28th. You are in the second hour of the fifth hour of the local music things. That's right, in the after hours of Mags Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. These sounds in this half hour are sponsored by Herbal Aspects, three locations in Madison, Winnebago Street, University, and Gammon Road, or online at herbalaspects.com. We keep you connected to the local stuff right here in the after hours, but remember, the local stuff can be a two-way street. Message us or email us at maxincradio@civicmedia.us, or just drop us a message in all those social media things. If you do, we'll make sure that the band you're seeing is getting played right here on Max Inc. Radio. This next band is live last night at Chief's Tavern in Madison. This is the Dogtown Howl on Max Inc. Radio in the after hours on the Civic Media Radio Network.
River sat and fly away.
Was Abandon's End, and then before that, the Magic Conch, who made us just a bit warmer here in the Civic Media Studios with Hotter Than the Sun. You're in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio, and this next artist literally has a ton of MAMA awards attached to his name, Mr. Sam Ness, and he has a bunch of local shows lined up here, and we're going to tell you all about him in May when it gets a little warmer. Max Inc. Radio has you covered. Swing on by, make that connection, and then local music will be right there when you need us.
Met this girl named Gabby with an E. She came over, she made pancakes with me. We watched Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2. Sat on the couch and had some wine. She got closer to me and in no time she kissed me. And I kissed her too. And we're both moving down the road, both trying to find ourselves a home. I hope I can see her one more time. Gabby, you're laying in your bed. Hope that you can rest your head, and that this tune can lend some company. Hope that tomorrow when you rise, the day will be an easy ride. The winding road to Lodi will bring it back to me. And we're both moving down the road, both trying to find ourselves a home, but hope I can see you one more time. I can see you one more time. Gabby, I think we learned it one more time. Playing with the fire, if it burns too bright, it'll burn up all the air and fade. There's nothing we can say, we can hardly breathe. Can hardly breathe. Now, Gabby, I'm laying in my bed, thinking about those things you said, wondering how we lost our sympathy. I hope that tomorrow when I rise, the sun will meet these weary eyes, and I'll forget you, you'll forget about me. Now we're both moving down the road, both trying to find ourselves a home. Gabby, I think I need some time. Maybe someday I'll see you one more time.
Cat and the Hurricane is next on Max Inc. Radio. They will be at Midwest Friends Fest on May 30th. Not to be confused with Midwest Fest that's on May 9th and 10th. Charlie Boy and the People Brothers Band will be at that show. Now, don't get them confused. That's why we're here, to keep you and all the local shows clear, just so your ears don't get confused with your minds. After Cat, then we'll take a quick break right here on Max Inc. Radio. After all, we are local music. Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
This St. Patty's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is going to rock the Rocker Jamboree. A benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon, featuring Last Crack. Subatomic, Mind Ox, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advance tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Time. count the stars. And we realize nothing and everything is ours.
Mr. Todd Phillips brings us back to local music here on Civic Media Radio Network. Then Beth Keeley Band. Beth is super busy next week with Ladies Rock Camp. Check out the showcase show on Sunday, the 23rd at 7 p.m. And then on the 28th, she's going to be doing live things with Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets. Connect yourself to us. And each time she plays, we'll connect you to her. That's how it works here in the after hours on Max Inc. Radio. All this planning ahead and local music connections with both locations and dates, even the times from time to time, is brought to you in this half hour by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street. In Madison, there's pizza and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Next up is a local woman who has an amazing voice and guitar skills. It's Rain Stern on Max Inc. Radio in the after hours.
Get up, get on with it, whatever.
are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
There we stand, steam and sound. Tea and time, milk and honey. Unwind your mind, tea, tea for two, me and you. There's nothing to do, there's nothing to do. Honey and hope, loose from our talk too loud, too loud. They're over where, to a place we've never been before, we've never been before. We got this tea and time, and we made this meal for two. I'm gonna share it with you, so let's see what we could find. With a little peace of mind, no one has nothing to do. These common threads are tied. These common threads, common threads hold tight. These common threads, these common threads are tied. These common threads, these common threads hold tight. These common threads.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
See that pressure? It's on your mind. Is that feeling like you're wasting time? And your money, it needs more money, and it just ain't funny. When you hit your low,
on your mind? Is that feeling like you're wasting time?
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? More than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Some federal employees who took the buyout offer from Elon Musk's government efficiency office were then fired by mistake, says an official with the Office of Personnel Management, who adds that they will honor the buyout. A Trump administration official confirms to ABC News that Musk's outfit is requesting access to an IRS data system that stores personal tax information on millions of Americans. The official says so far access has not been granted. ABC's Ann Flaherty.
Right now, they don't seem to know the impact of these layoffs. What they're trying to do is this kind of shock and awe.
Musk has alleged government waste and fraud, but has not cited any evidence or examples. Thousands are without power and at least 10 are dead from violent storms with wind and flooding across the South. Shakira posts on X that she canceled last night's concert in Lima because she went into the ER with abdominal issues. Expected to be released on Monday. This is ABC News.